Streaming of this service is covered by a copyright license from CCL1, number 14636. Welcome to worship at North Bourne Uniting Church on Sunday, the 20th of November 2025, the last Sunday of the church year. Our first hymn this morning is Together in Song 560, All My Hope on God is Founded.
Please be seated. And as always, your parts are on the screen in bold yellow. Come, people of God, out of the shadows of fear and weariness, into the light of God's reign. When the world feels overcome by darkness, Christ is still supreme, reconciling all things through the power of his cross.
Let us lift our voices in praise, for we belong not to the realm of night, but to the kingdom of Christ, our Lord.
This land is God's land, for which the Wurundjeri people have cared since time immemorial. We acknowledge their elders, past and present, and we commit ourselves to the covenant between the Uniting Church and the Uniting Aboriginal and Islander Christian Congress. Our second hymn today is Together in Song number 10, The Lord's My Shepherd, and I invite you to stay seated for this.
Mm-hmm.
Let us bring our prayers before God. Let us pray. We give thanks, O God, that Jesus remodels leadership for us. In Jesus, we see a royal one who walks in vulnerability, suffering with the people, loving us with immeasurable grace, bringing to all the wonder of the fullness of life, in freedom and hope. Thank you, O God, for the wonder of this gift to us. Jesus Christ, even as we commit ourselves to follow you, we acknowledge that we do not always give you that authority in our lives. We try to elevate ourselves to higher status and exercise our own power in the church and the world. In humility and hope, we name who we are before you. We confess, O God, that sometimes we imagine that, as Christians, we are superior to others, glorying in the knowledge that you have given us salvation, as though that makes us more than human. We confess, O God, that sometimes we doubt that your reign is established in the world, when it is hard for us to see how that could be or how we can participate in it. Help us, O God, to trust in you and to follow Jesus as our only ruler. Restore us to right relationship with you, Jesus Christ, for we pray in your name. Amen. Christ is our King and the ruler of the world. The universe resounds with the gracious voice of our God and Sovereign, and we are forgiven.
Thanks be to God. Amen.
I invite you to stand for the next hymn. It's together in Song 261, Lord, you are the light of life to me.
Thank you.
Please be seated. We listen for God's word.
A reading from the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 23, verses 1 to 6. Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the shepherds who shepherd my people. It is you who have scattered my flock and have driven them away, and you have not attended to them. So I will attend to you for your evil doings, says the Lord. Then I myself will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the lands where I have driven them, and I will bring them back to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and multiply. I will raise up shepherds over them who will shepherd them, and they shall not fear any longer or be dismayed. Nor shall any be missing, says the Lord. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will rise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety. And this is the name by which he will be called, the Lord is our righteousness.
I invite you to stay seated as we hear our solo today, which is a hymn by Isaac Watts, Sweet is the Work, and Chris will sing for us.
And bless his word.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 23, verses 33 to 43. When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they cast lots to divide his clothing, and the people stood by, watching. But the leaders scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the Messiah of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise."
You'll know the tune of the next hymn, but you might not know the words. "Simple Gifts" is a Shaker song written and composed in 1848 and generally attributed to Elder Joseph Brackett from Alfred Shaker Village, Maine, USA. The United Society of Believers in Christ's Second Appearing, which is the real name, are a Christian sect founded in England in the mid-18th century and then organised in the United States in the 1780s. They were originally known as Shaking Quakers because of their ecstatic behaviour during worship. The Shakers practice a celibate and communal lifestyle, with equality of the sexes formally established in their society in the 1780s. They're known for their simple living, their music, and their furniture. During their worship. This week is the beginning of the Christmas Bowl. Today is the Reign of Christ Sunday, a day when we're reminded that Christ's kingdom is a kingdom of justice, compassion, and hope. And the Christmas Bowl is one of the ways the church in Australia has lived out that kingdom for 76 years. It began in 1949 with Reverend Frank Byatt, a young Methodist minister in Victoria, who placed an empty bowl on his Christmas table as a reminder of those who had lost everything in the war. He invited his congregation, which was, of course, the Williamstown Electra Street congregation, where I was minister as well, to do the same. And from that simple act, a movement of generosity grew, and year after year, churches have continued to add their gifts, prayers, and compassion to this shared bowl. When we take part in the Christmas Bowl, we're joining a tradition that stretches across generations, part of a global story of hope that continues to change lives today. In 1985, we stood by families affected by famine in Ethiopia. In 1990, we helped provide emergency food, water, and shelter to people affected by the Gulf War. In 1997, we supported refugees fleeing the violent coup in Phnom Penh. In 2018, we helped provide life-saving assistance to Rohingya families fleeing violence and persecution in Myanmar. Year after year, Australian churches of all denominations have come together to act for peace. And through our gifts, hope is reaching all corners of the earth. This year, we continue that legacy. The funds raised through the Christmas Bowl this year will be helping people in Ethiopia, where refugees are learning new skills and starting small businesses. In Jordan, where Syrian and Palestinian refugees are building futures through vocational training and financial literacy programs. In Zimbabwe and Indonesia, where communities are preparing for disasters and growing food for their family. In Pakistan, where girls and women are breaking the cycle of poverty through access to education. And in Gaza, where our support is helping provide urgent healthcare, hygiene kits, clean water, and more. Each gift to the Christmas Bowl is a living expression of peace. Christians understand peace to not just be the absence of conflict, but the presence of justice, compassion, and hope. Our focus this week is Zimbabwe, where many families face long droughts, poor harvests, and increasing pressure from climate change. Lucia, a mother caring for 9 children, as well as her elderly aunt and her cousin, has struggled to grow enough food to feed her family. Through support from the Christmas Bowl and our local partner, Christian Care, Lucia has learned conservation farming techniques that help her grow crops with very little water. She's also received chickens and training, which means both food for her family and a small income. She now meets regularly with a group of local women who encourage one another, share knowledge, and pool savings for emergencies. Today, Lucia's fields are producing again. Her children are back in school, and she says that the support she's received has restored her sense of hope. Her story reminds us that lasting change happens when communities are empowered and supported to rebuild in ways that are sustainable. Lucia says, to be helped by someone who doesn't know you, but give so that your family can survive, that is love. So let us pray for the people of Zimbabwe, and your responses are on the screen. God of compassion and justice, we bring before you the people of Zimbabwe, facing the hardships of drought, flood, and changing climate. Grant wisdom and courage to communities as they turn to climate-smart farming seek access to clean water, and strive for secure livelihoods. May their work bring nourishment and hope. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
We give thanks for the enduring connection between churches in Australia and communities in Zimbabwe. Bless the partnerships that share knowledge, resources, and encouragement. May these relationships continue to sustain both displaced families and host communities with resilience and dignity. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
We remember all those throughout the world who are hungry, weary, or without safe shelter. Strengthen them with your spirit, that they may find courage in adversity and joy in the fellowship of neighbourly care. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Guide your church here and throughout the world to stand alongside our sisters and brothers in Zimbabwe and alongside all those in need as signs of your kingdom of justice and peace. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
We make these prayers through Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Mother, our King, and our friend. Amen. So the next hymn comes from the Methodist hymn book. It's written by Priscilla J. Owens. She spent her entire life in Baltimore, Maryland, USA, where she was a teacher for 49 years. Priscilla was a member of the Union Square Methodist Church, and she took particular interest in its Sunday school. Most of her hymns were written for the children's services. So I invite you to stand as we sing, "Will Your Anchor Hold?"
Oh,
And let us say together the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. When Bruce and I met this week to put together this service with the suggestions of people's favourite hymns, we had finished and it looked great and I was having a chocolate biscuit. And then we realised we had no Wesley. And I knew I would be drummed out of the church. So we very quickly added in, together in song 209, "And Can It Be?" So please stand and we will sing it with vigour.
Thank you.
Please be seated, and your offering for the work of this congregation and the wider church will now be received. Please stand. Let us pray. Christ, image of the invisible God, you lived among us, showing us in person what the reign of God looks like, a reign of justice, love, mercy, and compassion. We pray for the people of Zimbabwe facing hunger, drought, and disaster. Bless projects that bring life-giving water, food, and resilience. May this offering serve your reign of justice and peace until all creation flourishes in your love. Amen. So please be seated. We'll sing the next one sitting down. It's A Day with the Paraclete that was written by Geraldine McFarlane, who was a local author and historian. She published oral histories on Camberwell and Hawthorne, and Bruce set this poem of hers to music with permission of her family. So, A Day with the Paraclete.
Thank you.
So just a few notices. The first is that Christmas Bowl starts this week. Panic if you are unaware that Christmas is so close. And the envelopes are in the pews if you would like to grab an envelope for the Christmas Bowl. This Wednesday is the congregational dinner at 6. So come here at 6. $40 a head, and Kevin Sheedy is our after dinner speaker. And then next Sunday, the 30th, we're having our final UNHCR lunch for the year. So we will have quiche. I forgot the word quiche. We'll have quiches and salad and dessert. Suggested donation of $10, but don't let the cost put you off. It's more important that people are here. So that is next Sunday. Go now in the name of Christ, whose reign is justice, peace, and love. Place yourselves at the service of the gospel to join in with God's work of transformation and restoration in the world. And I invite you to stand as we sing our final hymn, Against My Better Judgment. We are going to end with Jerusalem. Generations of my Scottish ancestors are rolling in their graves. And may the blessing of God, the compassion of Christ, and the presence of the Holy Spirit rest upon you and remain with you and bring peace to your soul today and always. Amen. Amen.